Pro Tem Ucciaretti and City Manager Ron Fear. And we did want to mention last night's planning board meeting, Ron.
Planning board had several items on their agenda. One was to consider amendment to the planned unit development for Mergy Regional Health Center. This is a medical office building just off of College Avenue, Kimball Avenue and College, primarily just off of Kimball. And they made some modification into the size of that structure, significant enough that it necessitated amending the PUD that was just previously approved. And so that was taken to the planning board last night, and they recommend approval 6-0.
That still has Mercy Regional as the name, huh, instead of Via Christi?
Well, that was the name of the original PUD,
so that's what it's called.
And, all right. And yeah, you're right. Actually, it's now to be known as the Via Christi Health Center PUD.
Okay.
So I just didn't read far enough there. Another item was to amend a final development plan of the Stone Point Townhomes residential plan unit development to allow three multifamily residential buildings consisting of 42 different units. This is up off of Scenic Drive. There's already been some Stonecrest apartments built there, and it's additional, and I think these are actually going to be part of the community housing
network that
will be approved for some tax credits.
That's
so
right.
Provide some needed affordable housing in the community.
And there are going to be some four-bedroom there, which we have very few of. And also that's very close to the other ones we have in Stone something or other. Everything's Stone up there. the community housing partnership, the CHUDO that we have going, and I've been on the board forever, we've got about 160 units now. And that's really very impressive. And all of that's been done with tax credits. And also the Schultz Construction has been fantastic in helping us and being agreeable to, because some of these things need modifications and they have to be handicap accessible. They have to have wider doors, that kind of thing. And so we really appreciate what they've done for us.
Okay. Anything else planning board wise?
There are. Probably the other significant item is to consider a rezoning request for that scenic crossing that we were talking about. This is on West Anderson Avenue. They're on the northeast corner of the intersection of Anderson and Kimball Avenue. It's a 24.4 acre tract requesting a rezoning from currently it's an I-5 business park district to R-1 single family residential district, a portion of it R-2, two-family residential district, and a portion of it to be a C2 neighborhood shopping district. Previously, we've been in discussion with the commission about improvements needed to Anderson Avenue and a roundabout to be constructed there at the intersection of Scenic and Kimball, as well as with its intersection with Anderson Avenue. And part of this deals with the item that was previously on the consent agenda about a development agreement with the developers, looking at how to pay for some of those improvements and dedicating right away. Actually, the city's a party to this because we agreed to look at giving up some of our right of way for this development, excess right of way. That's not needed. And so the planning board did review that and does recommend rezoning that item on a vote of 6-0. And then there was also a preliminary plat for that development that was also approved 6-0.
Busy night.
I think, one thing that people don't realize is how important our boards are to us. There is no way that the city commission could deal with all the crazy issues that come to us, everything from people wanting green burials at the cemetery board to parks and recreation and that kind of thing. And so we have great boards and people that serve on them. We really appreciate it. And when a recommendation comes from the planning board or something like that, we know it's been really looked at seriously and discussed seriously by people who kind of are, that's their one sort of job. And it's not like commissioners who are trying to do everything from A to Z. So I really want to say how much I appreciate the people that take their time to be on our boards.
And there are a lot of boards.
There are a lot of boards. And if you want to be on a board, get on. We have five appointments tonight. Eileen, have these been on before? Basically, Usha is going to take my place on the Flint Hills Transportation Administration and Metropolitan Planning Organization Policy Board. If you can say all that, you get to be on it. Eileen Meyer is going to be on the Historic Resources. Liz Beichman is going to be not like the Partner City Advisory Board. That's kind of one that people don't hear about a lot. And Mark Beauchamp is going to be on continue on the Park and Recreation Advisory Board, and Sarah Webb will be on the Social Services Advisory Board. So got some new people coming on and some great people staying on.
Need to squeeze one more break in before we wrap things up today. Manhattan Mayor Karen McCullough, Mayor Pro Tem Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear, and I know we can bring up road construction. I bet the phones will start ringing then. But anyway, thanks to all three of you for coming by. We'll come back in just a moment. Again, 537-1350. You're listening to InFocus.